Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. Today, our guest is Michelle Anderson, President of Junior Achievement of Maine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's great. So for those who are not aware, what is Junior Achievement?
We are a statewide organization that's mission is to inspire and prepare students, no matter what career path they're going into, the skills you need to be an adult, the skills you wish you learned in school. So things like money management, workforce readiness skills, and entrepreneurial education. So we can be getting kids excited about the career opportunities in Maine and so they can have a strong financial future.
Since this show is heard across the country, there is Junior Achievement all over the country, correct?
There is. There is 107 offices nationwide, and we are one of them here in Maine, and we cover the entire state.
No, that's awesome. So, you know, you talked about Junior Achievement being empowering young people. It's kind of the mission, right?
Yes.
Empower young people. How many students are currently in the program?
Yes, we are going to impact close to 15,000 kindergarten through 12th grade students. We deliver our programming into the classroom. So a teacher requests the program. We find a business volunteer that delivers the program. And that's really our secret sauce, if you will. They are the person that's delivering the curriculum, adding their life and work experience to the lesson so kids can see what their path was and hopefully learn about a variety of different career opportunities that we have in our state.
You know, it's interesting you talk about this business connection, and obviously that's why we're talking about it here on the HR Power Hour. What is the relationship between the organization and employers?
Yeah, we have a very strong connection with the community here in Maine. I think we hear a lot that the business community and education community don't always talk. And so we are like the bridge, really, between education and business. The business community are the folks that know the work skills that are needed today, and we're hoping that we can kind of relay that information as early as elementary school so that this generation who's going to take on these jobs can be ready and have the skill set they need to thrive here in Maine.
You know, it's interesting. Skill sets could be a lot of different things. And as, of course, the workforce is changing, they certainly are going to be more and more needs on a technology side, on the soft skill side. Tell me a little bit about Junior Achievement's purpose and values, because you told me a little about the purpose, right, that you are here to help people get educated and learn about what I would call basics.
Absolutely.
Of life. Tell me about the mission.
You know, it's really to empower this generation that no matter what skill set students have or what career they plan to go into, what are the skills they're going to need to be successful, not only in that job, but any career path they choose. I think a real big part of our program is students identifying what those skills and interests are that they have in school right now. And what is the relevance of your education right now? Why is it important to stay in school? And how can we hone in on some of those skills that you already possess so that you can be in a fulfilling career in the future?
So you work with schools?
We do.
Okay. So, and you said as early as how old?
We start in kindergarten.
So kindergarten. So tell me how the progression works through year to year to year. Tell me a little bit about the process.
Absolutely. There's a different program for each grade level. And Junior Achievement does a really great job at the national level of making sure the curriculums hit the Common Core standards, hit state standards, so that educators can really see Junior Achievement program as an enhancement to what they're already teaching. And so it's very turnkey program, and what we do in one school system can be very different than what we deliver in another school system. So we try to work with administration in a school and, you know, what are their holes in workforce readiness, financial literacy, and how can junior achievement come in and provide some of that programming. So we have different delivery methods. It could be a one-day experience where an entire grade level is getting programming delivered by multiple volunteers from the community. Or we have a traditional method, and that's when a classroom is matched with a mentor, matched with a volunteer, and that volunteer goes in several times over the course of several weeks to deliver the curriculum.
How's been the relationship between administration, schools, and junior achievement? Because, as we all know, sometimes schools have their own methods.
Absolutely. Very strong. I think we've seen a need in soft skill kind of development with financial literacy. And so I think we're really seen as a strategic partner with some of these the schools that we work with. And how can we be bringing the business community in, like I said, to be teaching the skills that are going to be needed in the jobs really of the future here in Maine?
When you say bring business leaders in, are there particular skills that you look for? Are there particular industries that you look for? How does that sort out?
Yeah, we love our volunteer base to be as reflective of the students and the industries here in Maine. So we have a variety of different companies that support junior achievement at all different levels. I think we've seen a great partnership with companies that can utilize Junior Achievement's volunteer opportunities for professional development. I mean, go in front of a group of third grade students and practice public speaking and time management, project management. It's been a great tool on the employer side, and the students are getting just as much out of it, obviously, as well.
Sure. And I think that that's one of the parts we're talking about, right, is this public-private partnership, which, you know, JA programs provide for employers.
Absolutely.
It's not just donations, which I'm sure you'll accept. But
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's also the time and energy that they provide.
It is the time and energy. And I think, you know, for some of these kids, it's really broadening their sense of opportunities. That junior achievement volunteer is a role model, is a mentor. They're helping raise self-efficacy, broaden kids' sense of opportunities that are available to them. And we've seen in some instances, if there's no role models at home, if there's not parents that are working, for some of these kids, you can break the cycle of poverty. I think it's showing kids there's so many different opportunities out there, and we are just trying to be one of the resources to help them be successful.
And you're listening to the HR Power Hour. Our guest today is Michelle Anderson, president of Junior Achievement of Maine. I'm your host, David Chulo. So a child goes through the program. They can join in at any time, right? They just don't have to start in kindergarten. They can start in high school. They can start somewhere else.
That is correct. We work with the school systems, and we kind of decide the grade levels that will have junior achievement. So it looks different at every school system that we're in. And this year we're in more than 160 schools statewide.
So does JA provide career opportunities for these individuals? Do they partner with organizations to find them jobs or help them find careers?
They don't help find careers, but we're certainly the big part of junior achievement programming is that career exploration. So not only is that volunteer going to be talking about the career that they're in, the company that they work for, but the different opportunities that are here in our state is really what we focus on with the junior achievement programming.
Does that also help in terms of guiding them for college?
It does. What we try to do is, you know, what is the skill set that you have? What is the career that you would like to have? And what is the path to get there? So it might be college. It might be an internship, going directly to the workforce, getting a credential of value. I think those are some of the things that we explore. Then, as you can imagine, just the skills that you had wished you learned in school, credit score, insurance, how to save and spend money, the differences between net and gross income. I mean, all of these kind of life lessons are woven into a lot of the programming that we deliver.
Yeah, it does certainly seem to be a lack of that information out there. And what do you attribute that to?
You know, I think there's so much that teachers have to teach within the school year. And sometimes this kind of personal finance piece gets left out. But it's, Junior Achievement's a great resource for that. And I think the backing of the business community, we get a lot of support from educators that just love to bring the community into the classroom. And it's someone different than the teacher that they see every day. It's got someone that who has different life and work experience that can be shared with these students.
No, there's no question that these are life skills that don't typically get taught in school. Hi, you're listening to the HR Power Hour. I'm your host, David Chulo, and our guest today is Michelle Anderson, president of Junior Achievement of Maine. You know, when you're working with volunteers, what are some of the commitments that they need to make?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, teaching one program, that sometimes will look like a few hours through the course of several weeks or one day. And just depending on how many programs a volunteer wants to teach, the beauty is the flexibility, I think. So we're able to work with a variety of different companies because of that flexibility. You are coming up with a schedule with the teacher. So I'm a volunteer right now. I'm teaching kindergarten at Canal School, and I'm going in twice a week. I'm going in on Mondays and Thursday mornings for the next 2 weeks to deliver the program. I'm going to go into that classroom 5 times. As you can imagine, we prep the lessons ahead of time. We make sure volunteers are comfortable. They're picking the grade level they want to volunteer with, sometimes the school system they want to be in, and we make sure that they're comfortable. They're briefed on the materials, and they know that there's no wrong way to teach the program because everyone has different experiences to share. But we certainly make sure that they are comfortable before they get into the classroom.
You talk a little bit about two different ways to volunteer, yes. Two paths to it. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the first one is called our traditional method, and that's when one volunteer is matched with a teacher, and they come up with that schedule to deliver the programming over the course of several weeks. This is our most popular way we deliver junior achievement programming. And as you can imagine, you get to start to build that relationship with the kids. So they're asking when you're coming back, you're coming in with games and activities, so you're truly seen as a rock star in the classroom. Second way is a one-day experience, and we've seen the business community loves to use this for team building. So get a department, get a group of folks together. This is typically done at that middle and high school level. It's when the classes are canceled for the day and it's a junior achievement day. So throughout the course of the day, kids are rotating between all of the different volunteers. And sometimes they're from one company, sometimes they're from a variety of different companies, but they're getting the program all day. And our last way that we deliver programming is through a job shadow experience. So it's not one-on-one with kids. It's actually bringing a classroom of students to a place of business for a few hours, really can showcase the culture of the company, the job opportunities within that company. And you hope that kids leave that job shadow experience saying, I want to work here one day, and I know the path to get there.
We're talking with Michelle Anderson, president of Junior Achievement. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we'll be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Are you looking to hire? Stop wasting time. Jobsinme.com has been matching Maine employers to job seekers since 1999. Job postings start at only $159 with their Quick Post product. Your employment ad can be distributed to over 75 job boards for maximum exposure. When it comes to recruiting locally, you can count on JobsNME to connect you with qualified candidates in this area. Visit JobsNME.com. That's JobsNME.com today. Stop searching and start hiring locally.
At 154 years old, Verrill Dana has an illustrious history and more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill Dana serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill Dana, one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact them today at verrilldana.com.
Today's economic environment presents many challenges. It seems as though it's harder than ever to navigate the investment landscape to seek out adequate return and manage risk at the same time. ClearPoint Financial is a financial advocate for those who need assistance making complex decisions about how to manage their wealth. They inspire their clients to make informed decisions through education, communication, and service that exceeds expectation. Call Michael Toole at ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAKorea.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. Today, our guest is Michelle Anderson, president of Junior Achievement of Maine. Welcome again.
Thank you.
All right, we talked a little bit about Junior Achievement, what it is, what it represents, all you can do and volunteer at. Tell us a little bit about maybe a success story, one where somebody has worked their way through the program and they've become a really good, successful person at work.
Yes. We have a lot of success stories, and I think on a weekly basis I will hear students and business folks that will say, "Oh my gosh, Junior Achievement. I remember where my volunteer was from and it made me think of this career." I think of the folks that Junior Achievement Full Circle that are now volunteers themselves. We have a very high volunteer retention rate. Some folks that have started entry level in their company and really utilized Junior Achievement for things like public speaking and time management have created that relationship with a school system or a teacher and sees the value in going in year after year. I think of a story we were working with. One of my board members was working with a middle school group, and they were doing basics on resume writing and how to act in an interview. And the teacher reached out to this board member after and said, "Your lesson really stuck." One of my students went home and had just found out their dad had lost their job. And the student was helping the dad put together a resume. And you think, geez, how powerful that a student had the skill set to go home and help a parent. So when you think of possibly breaking the cycle of poverty for some of these kids, it's true for them.
No, there's no question. It's a powerful story. And probably I'm sure there are a number of them that we can talk about. But, you know, when businesses say, well, it takes time.
Yeah.
It takes money.
It does.
It's a bottom line impact. What do you say to them about that?
You know, these students that we're working with are the next workforce here in Maine. If we can educate students as early as elementary school so they have the skill set to not only be successful in their careers and their career hopefully in Maine, but they have the skills and knowledge to be fiscally responsible, think of what Maine could look like. And so when you're going into that classroom, when you're working with these students, you are really planting a seed for future success. And we hope that, you know, by bridging the business and education communities, that these kids are going to be ready to take on these jobs here in Maine. This is your next workforce. And so the sooner that you can be in the classroom talking about the opportunities, these kids are going to rule our state here soon.
No, they really are. There's no question about that. You're listening to the HR Power Hour. I'm your host, David Chulo, and our guest today is Michelle Anderson, president of Junior Achievement of Maine. So tell us a little about the organization itself. How long have you been there? How long? Tell me about what exactly the organization prides itself on.
Yes. We are truly statewide, and I think we're that's something that we take a lot of pride in. We have programming up in Aroostook County all the way down to Kittery. We are a strong but mighty team of four right now that deliver programming statewide. I started as an unpaid intern right out of college. We talk about mentorship and volunteers, but I had a mentor that, taught me that I need to volunteer to get my foot into the door somewhere. So he put me in contact with Junior Achievement, and quickly doing these special events, volunteering myself, I saw the impact. I saw the light bulbs go off. And volunteering, it makes you feel good. I mean, I always tell folks, and we hear it a lot from our volunteers, that thinking you're having a busy day, you're driving to go teach your Junior Achievement class, but you get in there, you get a fresh perspective, and you just feel so energized when you leave, and many times just so excited about this next generation that's going to take on these jobs. So I got hired a few weeks later, and I've never left. I truly believe in the mission. I see the great that it does, the great work it does with students. I truly see us bridging that gap between the two communities, education and business. And I've made it my career, and couldn't be more happy.
Well, I recently went to your big event, right? The big awards night.
Yes,
there.
Maine Business Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and they did a great job. And I think one of the things that stuck out is how the children themselves came up on stage and just presented in such an amazing way.
They did. And it's, I always have to tell people, we did not write that for the kids. We asked them, what did you learn from the program? And there's a group of folks that might not understand what Junior Achievement is. What would you want to tell them? And their stories, just priceless.
Difference. Yeah, there were a couple of humorous moments, Eva, right? You know, they pretty good scripting, I'll say, from their standpoint. Very well done in terms of it. You know, as you look at, as the mission is inspire and prepare young people, if there was one thing you could tell a business leader or an HR professional that would make a difference in them joining the organization in its mission, what would it be?
Yeah, I think we have done a great job of becoming strategic partners with companies. So just as much as you're giving back to these students and teaching these life lessons, your employees are getting just as much out of it. And I think that's what I hear time and again from large and small companies that we partner with, is it's that mutual relationship, and we're both getting a lot out of it. And so I would certainly encourage companies that are interested in getting involved. We cannot survive without our volunteers and funding. And as I'm sure you hear many nonprofits say, but our programs come alive by these volunteers that are bringing the programs to life. So we cannot survive without our wonderful volunteers.
No, there's no question about it. That's the key. And how about from a board perspective? How big's the board? What's the mission there?
Yes, we have about 26-member state board of directors, a variety of different companies represented there, including many HR professionals who really see utilizing our volunteer opportunities for great professional development for their teams, employee engagement as well. They are really the thought leaders, and they help move our mission forward each day. Couldn't do it without them. We also have four area boards across the state: Roostook County, Penobscot County, Central Maine, and York County, that likewise help us move our mission forward, find those volunteers, and help deliver our programming.
No, it's great. And one of the things I wanted to make sure we did today is get the word out, right? Get the
Appreciate
word out
that.
Across that. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour. Our guest today is Michelle Anderson, president of Junior Achievement of Maine. How can somebody reach you?
Yes, we have a website, jamaine.org. Our office number is 207-347-4333. We'd love for you to get involved.
Absolutely. You are on social media?
We sure are. Every channel there is.
Every channel there is. Go to Facebook, go to LinkedIn, go to Twitter.
That's right.
Find out all the information on it. I want to thank you, Michelle, so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we'll be right back.